Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 6, from arrogance to destruction. Monday, an uninvited guest. So when the king drank out of these holy vessels alcohol and alcohol and alcohol, suddenly a hand appeared on the huge white wall in this throne hall. Only a hand, a bloodless hand. Nobody, only the hand. And it started writing on the wall. And this writing was like fire, the letters. Now when this happened, silence crept into this hall. Absolute silence. The king stared at these letters, this handwriting. The magicians, the ones who are able to explain dreams, they all were called, all the experts, read, read, and explain and translate and so on. No one was able to read these characters. No one. And then, some minutes before, you could hear laughter, laughter. And now, a cry of the king. He called for his mom. Mom! A king crying for his mom. Imagine. And then the queen mother appeared. Why did the king call for his mother? He was lost. His experts, they could not help him. And when a man is lost without his experts, then mom should turn up. King had done something he should have never done, ordering these vessels from the temple in Jerusalem to be brought and filled with alcohol, and honoring these Babylonian gods, although the Persians were outside. It's a special night in Babylon. It happened in 539 before Christ. It was the last night of Babylon. God knew it, but they inside, they did not know it. God is a God who looks at people, watches them, and they get a certain time span. But when they do not use the chances which are opened in this time span, then there comes a point in time when it is the end, when death comes. There were warnings beforehand, but one day is the last one. Belshazzar had a great-grandfather. The conversion of Nebuchadnezzar was something he knew. He knew that Nebuchadnezzar had an experience, a relationship with God. He knew about these experiences, but he did not care about them. And now he had to pay the price for his ignorance and for his unwillingness to think about the conversion of his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar. And now it was too late.